Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
By the way, there was a... It was funny. Every time... We mentioned yesterday, I think it was a bunch of emails about guys shrooming at the zoo. Great pub for the zoo, by the way. You know, I got a couple emails to one of our pages, or just advertising events coming up at the zoo.
Phone's listening.
And not one of them was shroom night.
The phone is listening.
Yeah, young men come down there and do a bunch of shrooms and just enjoy the zoo.
There's
none of those.
If everybody's doing it, they should lean into it. Like you say, have guided nighttime tours of the zoo where you shroom and then just walk around the zoo.
That's perfectly safe.
They're doing that in Denver.
That's perfectly safe.
After the other, the general public is gone, you sign up, you come in at night, shroom, and just tour the zoo.
They've done that with booze.
This email says, this weekend, late nights with a twist. So they're going, they must have been listening to the show. No, it's a Halloween thing. No mention of shrooms there. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to be there mushrooms.
We're on their list of just getting emails from
We had an email yesterday.
Halloween, creepy cookies, ghouls and glow.
Somebody said
there's no shroom night.
The nighttime creatures were a little more scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they were full of shrooms.
Well, you walked into the cave.
Oh,
Nick was
saying, I get really scared in that swamp to begin with.
That's a little creepy down there.
I don't need my pupils any wider in the dark.
No, you don't. All right.
That's where they keep the albino alligator, and that thing is just weird and freaky looking.
All right, this guy says,
Do shrooms, like acid, dilate your pupils?
Yes.
Okay.
Next thing, I think so.
That's why it's best to avoid a mirror.
Yeah.
your eyes are all black.
How am I doing today, Gary Busey?
That's exactly
all
right.
Pupil.
Just catching up with the podcast, would highly not recommend doing shrooms and tripping balls for the first time in Vegas. First time for me, I lost my car for 24 hours, I lost my shoes, and got banned from the old Maxim Hotel for trying to paint the walls with my pizza. Finally did find the car downtown at the Plaza Hotel. Keep rocking, Charles. Okay, Charles.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Visual stimulation.
I would think Vegas would be overload, man.
Yeah, that's when you go out to the desert.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to get lost out there either, though,
And then one of those wild burros would come up close to you.
Because
there's a spot west of town where the wild burros really aren't afraid of humans. You can tell they're used to interacting with them.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You'd have to befriend one.
But wait, wild burros?
Yes.
There's like they run the range, the wild donkeys?
Right.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. Wild Burrows, a Rolling Stones B-side.
Mountain biking out in that area.
Go see Nick Friday night.
And they would approach you because they've obviously been fed before.
Yeah.
They think you have food.
I just didn't know that the burros roamed the land wild. I thought that was exclusively in captivity.
If you head out,
I'll stand by it.
Outside of Vegas, that particular area, just to see the stars, just to get away from the city, you can hear them. You can hear them braying.
It's like hearing, Jesus.
Coyotes?
No. Well, let's just go with that.
Dave Matthews. Okay.
Dave Matthews, thank you.
It's like hearing that I knew we knew where you were going with that.
It's like hearing Dave Matthews in the distance as you're walking up and he's playing. It's just, hee-haw, hee-haw. All right.
I hate that I know where your brain's at. It's really disturbing.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered that. It was Dave Matthews,
So I'm seeing some follow-up here on a story we talked about yesterday.
Well, which one?
The guy in the wood chipper.
Oh, what was the follow-up?
They're classifying as he fell into the wood chipper, had been trimming a tree.
He fell out of the tree.
It sounds like
Why is the wood trimmer anywhere near the bottom of a tree?
That's my first question.
I mean, it's usually on the street out, and you bring the branches way out to it.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought, too, I'm thinking, this guy fall out of the tree? I said, well, no, they have to have protocol. You don't do that.
That'd be the worst, because there'd be a couple of seconds where you're like, I hope I don't land in that. Oh, no.
damn it.
And that's what you're saying. You're not screaming like a bitch. You're going, oh, no.
Yeah.
Says police say a man had been,
oh, that is the
that is it. Yeah.
Had been trimming a tree and fell into the wood chipper.
Yeah, that's what I
and
saw
so,
too.
Okay,
yeah.
So it must have been right beneath the tree.
Yeah, it seemed like poor placement.
Man, OSHA, get on that.
Well, and that's it says the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health are investigating.
Oh, that's a horrible way to go, man.
Who parked the chipper underneath the guy?
Right.
Okay, you're fired.
Might have been him.
Like, it would be convenient if you could just drop the branches.
It would
that,
be, but there's a reason you probably don't do that.
A big reason you don't do that.
Yeah, and it's at a certain height, I would think you wouldn't want to even drop the branches. It would probably hit too hard and, you know.
That's manual labor. We have no idea what that's like. So, if we know guys do that for a living.
Splatter all over the place.
We know like he did.
Yeah. We know guys do. I know a guy. We know a guy that that has that business. So
He's done some work for me once.
Yeah, so he might know not to
keep
hang
the wood
out of a
chipper
tree. Keep the wood
away
chipper
from the. Where you might fall.
Well, you might fall.
Yeah.
Keep the wood chipper away from the potential landing area.
That seems like rule number one for running the wood chipper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't put it right underneath the guy.
Now, maybe it was him by himself, you know?
Maybe, but
That'd be something you don't do either for that matter.
You would think. You don't ever see the tree trimming crew as one guy.
No.
But, that's terrible.
Especially if you're high up there. So there's like ropes involved.
Yeah.
I don't mind trimming trees, but I'll go as high as the ladder reaches.
Yeah.
Oh, I mind trimming trees.
Oh, I don't even get the ladder out.
No.
Well, you did that just because the ladder, that's the one you just bump your head on mowing the grass.
Well, now I was thrilled to cut that branch down.
That's a Deadpool name. Nick's goddamn tree or something like that.
Yeah, if I have to trim the trees, it's I trim the stuff that I can reach just so that it's high enough to stay above my head. That's it.
Oh, when you're walking your big noggin just, underneath the
I'm mowing. Yeah. I don't want to have to duck. If I have to duck, that branch has got to go.
Why don't you mow barefoot? Get a couple pictures.
Do it.
I know one person that did that, and it didn't work out well.
And you've been giving him more crap than anybody in the past 10 years.
Technically, he wasn't barefoot.
He was in sneakers.
He was wearing, sneakers or flip-flops?
I think he had flip-flops on. Oh, okay. Or slides.
Did you post any more pictures?
I did. I posted one last night. Yeah,
were they stuck in some eggnog or something
should
like that?
Walk around in some freshly cut grass and get them all green.
I think it's a little late in the season for that.
No.
The grass has been frozen now; it's not growing anymore.
Frost warning.
I have neighbors whose grass is still pretty green. That's I was thinking about that too. Because the grass isn't always greener. We're like, well, it is right there.
Yeah, my grass.
Sometimes it really is.
My grass is green. Yeah,
mine's starting to die.
Mine's pretty patchy, dead. Yeah, but it's not an eyesore. That's my main goal with the lawn. It's like, let's not draw attention to how bad this is.
I'm with you.
Get your feet covered in a little chlorophyll. That would look sexy.
Last night it was my feet in a box.
What kind of box?
Just a box.
A litter box.
It was kind of a play on Timberlake and.
Oh,
Andy Samberg.
Oh, I got it. D in the box,
just
foot in the box.
Sing it in your head.
Foot all right,
in a
okay.
box.
It's my feet in a box.
Sad. In a box. You're getting creative
those
now.
Those 20 people. Yeah, join at feet of puss on.
I don't know why I saw it in the basement. I was like, I could put my feet in that box.
All right, speaking of litter box, have you seen the, we didn't talk about this on the air. I saw it about this weekend because I saw it on Friday. That litter box cake. Did you see that
video? Oh, it's awful.
Oh, my God, it's awful. She actually took a little old litter box or a new litter box, probably a clean litter box to have it, had never been used before. And she
would hope.
And there's it looks like there's a turds in there, and she reached in with a litter box scoop and picks up and just bites into it, the side of like a big, like, when the pee hardens some of that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And you gross out, but it was sent to us on Twitter. I retweeted it called Is It Cake? And this woman shows you how she did it. And she breaks up the cookies, and it looks like litter. That looks like litter. And the cake, and then she takes Tootsie Rolls and shapes them into little turds and lays them all around. It looks like a litter box, and she's just eating it. And I just said, no.
Yeah. There's no way that tastes good, though, just like dry, crumbly cake with turds in it.
But there was cake underneath it, too, it looked like. Remember, the other stuff was lumped up together. And there was stuff. Oh, yeah. No, there's
She put cookies in it here. Yeah, like Oreos.
To cause the piss clumpage that happens in that, it was that vanilla marshmallow stuff. The jar.
Marshmallow fluff.
Right. Marshmallow in a jar.
Thank you. I'm sure it tasted great, Nick, except you couldn't get over the visual.
No, the visual, but it looked just...
It was cake.
Like the texture looks like it would be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not be good. She bit into a big piss clump, and that just got. And that had to be a bunch of marshmallow.
You know what would make
there.
That better is you put a bunch of weed in there.
Yes.
Yeah. If you Google, if
clump
you,
it up with some weed butter.
And there's other ones out there too.
Yeah. If you Google litter box cake, there are 1,000 recipes to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this on Is It Cake? This would be impossible. Because it looks exactly like a litter box.
It does look like a litter box, you know.
Yeah,
and I would do it in front of somebody that thought I was, especially some guy on shrooms. I'd dig my face into that and have him freak out. Like you just ate the litter box.
That's one where you'd want it to be not cake, right?
No, not the shroom guy, but
hilarity would ensue. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, looking at the ingredients of this, German chocolate cake mix, white cake mix, vanilla pudding mix, vanilla sandwich cookies, so like Oreos.
That was it.
Probably crush up.
Crush up, that's what makes it look like litter.
Some food coloring and Tootsie Rolls. It'd probably be pretty damn good.
Yep. Except it's so nasty looking.
You need
it's so nasty
not
looking.
See it.
Right, just get past the visual.
And she ate and it with fine. She ate it with a scooper too, you know.
You gotta eat it with the scooper. Yeah.
And that's all gonna be new. Because once that's used once, you're not using that scooper to eat anything out of.
If you use it strictly for cooking.
I mean, if you use it for let's just clean out the fluff or cat's old box and make some cake in it.
Well, let's say you don't have a cat.
Yeah,
you just have the litter box for making cake
for yourself.
Yeah,
that would confuse people though. You have to do it when you have a cat. Invite somebody to your house start eating it. Then you have to have a cat.
Have it sitting on the kitchen floor over in the corner. Just go over, scoop out. And, hey, you want some?
And have somebody heave right there, man.
Yeah, somebody commented below this in this recipe. Said marshmallow fluff dipped in cake and cookie crumbs for the urine clumps.
That's
to just
it.
Add a little
it.
More.
Yeah, I tweeted it out on Friday. Check out the visual. It's pretty crazy.
That sounds good until the phrase urine clumps is said.
Yeah. Somebody sent me this too. I stole this from somebody. I should share. It's an old ad. It's called Dr. Miles Nervine. It looks like some sort of a medicine. Probably it's full of alcohol. Does your wife have automobile nerves? Now look at this. It looks like an old, probably the 40s, probably maybe 50s.
Old print
ad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy's driving. He's got one of those old 50s and 40s hats on. The woman's sitting in the passenger seat. And she says, slow up. Look for the curve. Don't try to pass. Look now. That's a side road. There's something to stop there. Lights everywhere. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. So basically, hook your wife up with shots of this medicine, which is basically alcohol, and she won't be bitching out where you're driving.
Right.
But this
it eliminates backseat driving.
I need that. No, I think it's for her being nervous.
Oh.
It is. That technically is backseat driving, but it's nervous, you know.
Because of the nerves.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm the only one in my family who's not allowed to backseat drive because literally I will say one thing. She'll say, stop it. But the whole time I'm driving,
other way,
she
other
talks.
Way around?
Mm-hmm. The whole time. Whole time.
I'm usually
informed.
And
I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole with her anymore because I know it's just, I don't think she even understands that she says the exact same thing.
Are you often in the wrong lane? Because it turns out I'm often in the wrong lane.
Do you know you're eventually going to get there, though? In that lane?
About the time I'm informed I'm in the wrong lane, I'm about to switch to the proper lane.
Oh, you feel that. Oh, I know that feeling. It just grates on you.
Yeah, you know? I know.
You want ejector seat button on the car.
We're going to turn left eventually, I'm going to get over, and I'm aware.
Shouldn't you be in that lane like 2 miles early just in case something happens?
No, you don't.
No.
You don't, because when you do that, that screws. I read a whole big article about that, how all
the
cities.
The zipper merge.
Yeah, the zipper merge is the only way to go, and people don't understand that. I've been in roads in this state and anywhere around the country. I've been at lights where I realize there's two more lights ahead, and everybody has to turn right in about maybe a mile, and they're all starting over there.
Yeah.
Said, no, that's not how it works.
It's not good.
That's just called, that's a traffic jam. Yeah, well, you got to get over. No, you don't. You zipper at the top and pull it back in.
One thing I found that works with the, you know, the chiming in about the driving is it's like, how, like, I'm not in accidents all the time.
Yeah, I
know. Like, the way that she's right. like, aren't you a little close? Yeah. I'm like, I'm not hitting cars.
Right.
This isn't like,
I know.
You're, it's, I'm not calling you every 4 days. Be like, it happened again.
What I get. And I'm not even speaking.
Really, I wonder if I should do something about this. Yeah.
I win with my kids because my kids will say, they accuse me of driving too slow, which I don't care. You know, I don't think I really drive that slow. But that's because their mom drives like a bat out of hell, you know. But they have said to me off behind my wife's back, and I'll say this on the air, but I think if you said to her, boy, mom scares me. So when I can't, like,
oh,
but I can't say that because then it's me saying that.
Yeah.
But I know I'm in the right when I get defense from kids that really don't want to defend me.
totally.
They take my mom's point of view a lot. They take my wife's point of view a lot. Yeah. So when they say unscripted, boy, mom, I said, oh, yeah, you really?
Like, that must be bad.
And why don't you tell her that? Because if I can't.
Right. No, I never say anything about my wife's driving because sometimes she'll drive after I've had too many cocktails.
Well, my wife drives. I know. That, me too. I mean, every time I drink, she drives, which is every weekend, you know?
Like a bat out of hell?
Yeah, we'll be good. Nah, we're pretty close to the Funny Bone. So once I go see Jim Florentine Saturday, I'll be pretty chewed when I leave there. So. But if you're really drunk, you don't say anything because you think, hey, this person's kicking ass, right?
You need to be nice then.
Exactly.
I don't want anything to get in the way of like,
somebody else.
Yeah, I'll drive.
Uber, I know. Because I wouldn't drive.
Yeah, see, I've tried pointing out the wreck thing like Nick. Like, like she gets a little jumpy at some point when we're driving. Like, how many times have I gotten you into a wreck?
Right.
In 20 years, how many times? Oh, that's right. Never.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't usually go over well.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't go over
well. It sucks, I know.
But at some point, I feel just, I can't stop myself. Like,
and doesn't your wife, your wife drive to all the back roads?
Yeah, she's you know, growing up here.
Well, you've been here long enough, you know the back roads too.
Yeah, but she.
You're a country song.
She just loves to take, you know, like I say, the route that'll get us from point A to point B and involve 9 back roads and 47 turns.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, how about this major road to that major road and we're there?
Right.
Yeah. How about that?
Right.
You should have seen his face.
Unless you're all drunk, and you're not all drunk.
No, no. This is just going somewhere like in the middle of the day or something. Like, let's wander around these back streets and 47 turns.
Make sure you go those back roads where everybody's right across the street.
This is where I grew up.
Yeah.
Let's drive past where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
How about that street that's 4 lanes and goes 50 miles an hour instead of the 2-lane street that goes 25? How about we get there?
With stop signs?
Yeah.
Is it ever faster?
No.
No, it's of course that's not faster. No,
it's not faster.
No.
But I can't say anything.
Yeah.
A lot of times if it takes a while to get somewhere, I'm always like, there's got to be a faster way.
Yeah.
There's probably not.
This right here is why I drive almost exclusively on the weekend. If we go anywhere as a family, I'll drive.
Oh, no. If we hop in a car.
I'll drive.
We hop in a car for something like... I mean, I drove the whole way to Colorado and back. I did that, you know, because I just didn't want to. No. On the way back, I did fall asleep for a little bit because I was so burned out. She drove a couple hours. But, like, if we drive to Kansas down to Lawrence, something to see my daughter, I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know I just don't want to white knuckle it for 3 hours, you know. you're a little bit. That's called tailgating, honey. Don't tailgate.
Well, that's why you close your eyes and then you just don't see death coming.
Or pray for it.
Yeah. You know, we one time.
We're all cocky now at 6:17 on a Friday morning, aren't we? My wife's not up yet. Yeah.
Years ago,
love you, honey.
The first time I ever went to Green Bay was on a trip with like my dad, my brothers-in-law, my father-in-law, a buddy of his.
Yep.
We were coming back to the Milwaukee airport and my father-in-law's friend. Older gentleman was the one driving.
Oh, at what, 2 miles an hour?
No.
Oh, tailgating.
At about 100 miles an hour.
Oh, Jesus.
And
this is father-in-law, so the guy's probably leased in his 70s, right?
And it was his name on the rental, so none of us could drive.
Oh, unless you're married to him, right?
And at some point, he took the shoulder on an off-ramp at about 50 miles an hour.
And you were just, oh, you could have rolled that thing.
Oh, yeah. It was my dad and I were sitting in the third seat in the minivan.
Oh, God.
We're just
That's a nightmare, man.
Let's just close our eyes. We won't see death coming. It'll be fine.
Hopefully the Packers won. At least you got to see them win.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
It sounds pretty cool.
I was going to say, no, you never hope that.
Well, if you're going to die, you got to see them win.
No.
It was, and that was after the game. Yeah, we'd gotten to see it. It was the next day. Right. You know, we were going home.
Right.
But, yeah, it was just...
No, every Packer fan should die after a Packer loss.
You should just stop before you said after a Packer loss.
Right.
They should all die. They'd be like their last game should be a loss.
Yeah, it should be.
Well, that's it. You're wishing, that's true. Because that means you're hoping Packer fans live a little longer because they do win a lot. But on the win, after the loss, they should back those all up and all die at once.
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
Like this week,
I can see that.
This week, every Packers fan worldwide should have died after that loss in London.
Well, the ones that are holding off to wait for a loss to die, right?
Yeah. Not all of them, but,
not kids.
A handful. Yeah.
They say when it's time.
Just like a lottery system. Loss.
When it's your time, you should ascend to heaven after a Packer loss. All right.
The last game you see
like
should
the
be
the rapture.
A
they should be sucked out of the stadium. This like was, the rapture.
They're trying to hang on to the goalposts.
And this is Todd when he's well rested. He got a lot of sleep last
Every
night.
Packer fan should die.
I still feel like hell. We should have taken the day off.
Yeah, you should have called in. I wouldn't have bitched
at
you.
I should have.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.